Tonight our lesson is going to be about comfort. What does comfort mean? What do you think of when you think of comfort?
A nice warm bed.
A nice warm bed, yeah. Something soft, warm.
Soothing. Soothing. There's something wrong and then something that does the opposite of the irritation.
Yeah, so there's something wrong and then something that makes you feel better, something that soothes you. Anything else? Yeah, when we have grief of some sort or difficulty, people comfort us. How do they comfort us? What does it mean to say that they comfort us in a situation like
sometimes
that?
Sometimes just a smile. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's carrying the burden. It doesn't mean that you necessarily cheer up. It just sometimes means knowing that somebody is carrying it beside you and that it takes and makes your emotional load lighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so making some food for somebody is comforting. They're carrying a load or a difficulty and you come along beside them and help them carry it in some way.
Others are caring.
Yeah, the other people care, having somebody care about you. So in the Bible, there's a few different words for comfort. But the one here in this passage literally does mean to come along beside someone and help them. It's either to hold them up and to strengthen them, or it's to work along beside them and aid them and help them in whatever they're doing. Just like you said, take some of the burden that they're carrying and help them carry it. That's what it means to comfort. It really means to somebody needs help and we come along beside them and walk with them in that thing, but not just being present, but actually helping in some way. Actually encouraging or carrying the load. And that comes in all kinds of ways. It could be going and getting a load of clothes and washing for them, helping them clean their house, making them a strawberry cobbler, giving them advice, helping them spiritually, praying for them. There's so many ways that we can comfort. There's so many ways that we can come along beside somebody and help them out. Right before Jesus was crucified, he told the disciples that he was going to go away. So that upset them, that he was going to be gone. But he told them that he wasn't going to leave them comfortless. He wasn't going to leave them without a helper. Because Jesus, for 3 years, had walked along with the disciples. Literally. They had lived together and he had helped them in so many ways. He'd been their teacher. He'd been their strength. He'd been their example. He had helped them. He had healed their mother-in-laws. He had done all kinds of things. He had fed them and fed other people and saved them from storms and sinking boats and all these things that he had done for them. He had comforted them in so many different ways. And when he was about to leave and he told them that, they was upset. And he told them that he would not leave them comfortless. He would not leave them without a help. He would not leave them without someone who came along beside them and strengthened them and aided them in whatever it was that they were doing. And that someone that he promised them that he would send was the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, he referred to him as the Comforter. And a lot of Bibles will say the Comforter with a capital C because it's the Holy Spirit. And his job is to literally come along with us in our lives. He comes along, he lives within our bodies, and he walks with us. He's right there with us. He gives us strength. He gives us aid. He gives us encouragement. He gives us, you know, comfort in the sense of helping us to deal with our griefs. He helps us in our suffering. He helps us in our service. He helps us in everything that we do for the Lord. He is our comforter. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, Paul, as he's writing this letter to the Corinthians, he talks to them about this comfort. And he says to them, this is a letter from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus and from our brother Timothy. I am writing to God's church in Corinth and to all his holy people throughout Greece. So Paul is writing this letter. to this church that's in a city called Corinth. And Corinth is a city in the country of Greece. So these letters, Paul would write them to a specific church, but then they would pass them around to the other church groups that met in the area. And in this letter, he says, "May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace." So one of the things that God does in our lives through Jesus Christ and what Jesus has done for us on the cross is he gives us grace and peace. Grace is really an enablement. Grace is the ability to do what God wants us to do. When God gives us grace, he enables us to be saved. He enables us to do what he wants us to do. He enables us to deal with the things that we deal with in life. He gives us grace and peace. When we come to know Christ, for the first time in our lives, we're at peace because we're no longer enemies of God. We are now his children, and we are at peace with God and have the ability to be at peace within ourselves. So God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ gives us grace and peace. He says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort." So God is a God of grace who gives us things that we need but don't deserve. He's a God of peace who ends the enmity that we have between us and him because of our sins and makes us at peace with him. As a result, he is worthy of all praise because he is a merciful Father. He has mercy on us. And he is the source of all comfort. God the Father is the source of all help, the source of all aid, the source of all strength. He is the one who gives us whatever it is that we need to be able to live the life he wants us to live. He is the source of all comfort. It says, he comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. So there's an interesting dynamic that's to go on through God's people. God the Father himself is the source of all of our comfort. When we come to know him, he begins to help us in every way imaginable, in every way that we will allow him. And the more we submit to him and the more we live for him, the more we give our life up to him, the more of his help and aid and comfort we experience. And he gives us that comfort both so that we can deal with our troubles, so that we can deal with our difficulties, whatever they are, but also so that we can comfort others. This comfort that's given to us isn't just for us. It's also to be passed on to others. In the same way that the Holy Spirit comes along beside us and helps us and teaches us and guides us and strengthens us and aids us, does things for us on our behalf, we're to do that same sort of thing for other people. It is part of our ministry to come along beside people who are having troubles, whatever kinds of troubles they may be, and give comfort, give aid, give strength, give help. God is interesting like that, that he tends to give us gifts that we're supposed to then give away as well, right? Oftentimes we think of gifts from the perspective of I get a gift and it's mine. It's my gift. I get to do with it as I please. God doesn't work that way. God says, okay, I got a gift for you, Anthony. And now you take this gift that I've given you and you give it to someone else. That's the way it works. God has given me the gift of teaching, but I don't get to teach myself. God teaches me and I teach you. That's the way it works. And all of his gifts are like that. We talk about spiritual gifts that are things like giving. God gives to us and we're to give it to others. The gifts of faith, the gift of preaching, the gift of teaching. All of these gifts that he gives us, exhortation, they are for us to give to other people. This comfort that he gives us is for us to comfort other people. The financial things that he gives us are for us to provide for our needs, but also for us to give to others. all of God's gifts, the life that he gives us spiritually. He gives us spiritual life, and he expects us to give that spiritual life to others as well. It's really a neat thing about how he gives. So he comforts us in all of our troubles. The life of people are short and full of troubles, right? Full of difficulties, full of labors. There's always something. I mean, if you haven't noticed this yet, there's always something, right? At all times. And God is right there with us in all of our troubles. And he is there to comfort us, to aid us. Not just to, you know, and so oftentimes we think of comfort just in terms of just feeling better. And that's not really what it's all about. It's actually about giving the help that's needed. And the help that's needed sometimes makes us feel better. But even if we don't get that warm, fuzzy feeling, we still need the help. And even if we don't give a warm, fuzzy feeling when we help someone else, we still need the help. It's not just about soft beds and warm blankets. It's about help in time of need. So he comforts us in all of our troubles. And it says there, so that we can comfort others. There's an implication there of what part of the reason why he comforts us is so that we can comfort others. And they can experience that same comfort that we've experienced from God. The closer we get to him, the fuller we become of his Spirit, the more that we walk in his Spirit, the more that we experience his Spirit, which is the Comforter, the more of that we experience, the more spirituality we have in our lives, the more we experience this comfort. And the more of it we experience, the more of it we're able to give to others. The more of it we're able to show to others and to help them experience it. So that they will then be drawn to the same comfort that comes from God. The whole point of all this sharing of the gifts of God with others is so that they will be drawn to him, because they ultimately came from him. He is the source of all comfort. And when we give comfort to others, it is to show them the comfort that God has given us so that they will be drawn to him, because he is the source of all comfort. So he comforts us in all of our troubles so that in turn we can comfort others. It says, when they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given to us. Jesus talked about that if we would come to him, that he would fill us, and that he would fill us with a living water, and that living water would flow out of us. And he talked about that living water flowing out of us was the Spirit that he would give us. When other people are troubled in the same way that we've been troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. We can comfort them in the same way with the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. We can minister to them in the power of the Spirit. We can come along beside them, guided by the Spirit, so that he guides us to do the things that he would have us to do to comfort them, to come alongside and help them. That Spirit would be flowing out of us, that living water, and they would experience that, whether they are a believer or an unbeliever. If they're a believer, it can draw them closer to God. They get a taste of the Holy Spirit and have an opportunity to desire more of him. For unbelievers, as we come along beside them and comfort them in their trouble, they taste that same Spirit and hopefully will be drawn to Christ and to salvation. We are able to comfort them with the same comfort that God has given to us. That's a special thing, isn't it? God is working in us through all the troubles that we experience to be able to give us comfort in that trouble, aid, help, strength, teaching, whatever we need, so that we can then turn around and be the channel of blessing, as we sing, to other people. That same comfort that came to us through the Holy Spirit, we can help be a channel of giving that to other people. That's a special thing that God has given us. Says, goes on to say, for the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. The more difficulties we have in our life, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. As we go through difficult things, we shouldn't feel like we're not able to deal with them, because we should know and depend on the fact that as the troubles get greater, the comfort gets greater as well. That as the troubles become more difficult, he showers us with his comfort. He pours it out on us like a heavy rain. The comfort that he wants us to experience through his Spirit. The more that we suffer, the more that he comforts us, the more comfort we'll be able to give to others. It says, even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. Even when we're going through tremendously difficult times and we feel a heavy weight of those troubles, God's comfort can come along beside us and help us carry that weight. And then we'll be able to help others as they are weighed down with greater troubles as well. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. And we all go through difficult things. And as we go through those things, we experience God in new ways oftentimes. We experience his comfort in ways that we haven't experienced them before, because the thing that we're going through is even that much more difficult than things that we've gone through before. And as we are comforted in those things, it changes us. And I think it causes us to be more compassionate of others and to be more desirous to pass along that comfort that we experience. When we see somebody else experiencing a trouble that's so heavy on them, a weight that's overbearing on them, we're able to come along beside them and feel that weight and experience it with them and comfort them, aid them, help them, contribute to them. Now we understand ways that are helpful. We've been through similar sorts of things, so we know what they need. We know how to aid them. We know how to strengthen them. But with the same kind of strength that God has given us. And when we're overwhelmed with a heavy weight and we're comforted by God, it says, then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. As we go through things that are difficult and God comforts us in those things and we turn to him, and then in turn we reach out to help others that are going through difficult, heavy things, then we can help them to patiently endure the same kinds of things that we suffered. That's a beautiful picture of the church, of the body of Christ, helping one another. As we have gone through things, now we have the ability to help someone else go through that same thing, a thing that they may not feel like they can go through on their own. They may feel like they're at their wits' end and they don't know what to do from there. They don't know how to go on from this place. And when we've been through it ourselves and we can come alongside them and comfort them, we can help them to patiently endure the same sorts of sufferings that we have. It's a beautiful picture of how we can help one another. And he says, we are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort that God gives us. You know, when we have turned to God in our difficulties and our troubles, and he has comforted us, we can go to other people who are going through the same sorts of difficulties and troubles, and we can tell them about the comfort of God. And it won't be an empty, hollow, well, you know, this is what the Bible says sort of thing. It will be, hey, I have gone through troubles like this, and I turned to my God, and he comforted me. And this is how he comforted me. And he will comfort you. I am confident that he will comfort you with the same comfort that he gave to me if you will turn to him. That's a totally different thing than the Bible says, which is important. But it's not the same thing as God comforted me in that trouble. And I'm confident, I know without a doubt, that he will comfort you in that trouble as well if you'll turn to him and ask him to comfort you. Because he is the source of all comfort, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to pour out his comfort on you, showers of comfort. So that then you too will have been comforted at a whole new level than before, and will then be able to comfort at a whole new level than you was before.